So this next section is how to actually get clear on your vision. And one thing that is extremely powerful for you to recognize is that if you can ask the question, you can find the answer. And I remember a wonderful quote, can't remember who it was from exactly at this point, but if the questions that we ask dictates the life that we live. So some people ask questions like, why is my life such a mess? How come I'm always so trashed? Why this, why that? And they get an answer that justifies them being trapped. Whereas if you ask, how can I get out of this situation? How can I change? How can I do the best I can? Then you get a completely different answer and your life is different. So just having a different question makes all the difference. So I'm going to share with you some powerful questions that you can get super clear on your highest vision, and then you can have the inspiration to pursue this vision and the power to sustain your practices. Okay, so having a detailed, clear vision activates what is known as your automatic success mechanism, and Dr. Maxwell Maltz coined that term. And basically what it means is that within you right now, you are as a human being a goal striving creature, and whatever questions you ask in your mind, you have like your inner Google, and your inner Google search engine is going to find the answer and get you moving in that direction. So the better and the clearer our questions are, the more we move in that direction with tremendous force. People who don't know what they're doing in their lives and don't ask questions just react and never really end up anywhere. They're always drifting. So whenever you ask how to create, you know, a beautiful life, or how to this or how to that, part of your unconscious mind goes to work immediately on answering that question. And you've probably experienced this when you have these questions in your mind, how to do this, how to do this, and you go to sleep and you wake up and the answer is there. Or if you're in the shower and the answer comes, because part of you is working on those things right now. And in fact, you've probably got questions that are happening in this moment that you've been asking all day, and they're just working in the background as you're listening to us. So for example, if you ask how to manifest my vision as quickly and gracefully as possible, you will soon find the answer to manifesting that vision. On the other hand, if you ask the question, why is my life such a mess and why am I never moving forward, then your unconscious mind goes to work on answering you by giving you reasons why you're so messed up and why it's impossible to change. And then you can believe those reasons and you'll remain stuck for many years to come. So be very, very, very careful what questions you ask. For in the asking is the receiving. So it's therefore extremely important to know how to ask these specific questions that activate within you the power to really get the answer from your highest version of yourself. So that once you get those, you can manifest whatever it is that's in your heart, whatever's in your heart of hearts. And we're just going to do a little exercise, and you're going to need a pen and paper. So if you're, you know, listening to this, you can pause it, get a pen and paper. And in between the questions, I recommend you just pause however you're listening to this and then make the answer, and then you can play it again. So after the question, just pause it. So there's two parts to this exercise. One is ask specific questions to see what your highest vision really is. And the second part is to transform these answers into a vision board or a statement to trigger the power of your vision at will on a regular basis. Okay, so the first part is understand and really start seeing what is the answers to this new paradigm, this new life. And then the second part is how can you connect back with that again and again and again every day, again and again and again, to keep the power going so that you start moving in that direction and living it now. So let's start with some questions to activate your power. And these are, you know, in a sense, straightforward questions, but they will really get you clear about the most important things. So first of all, name three things that you do that bring you the most joy, the most freedom, and fulfillment. Okay, because it's good to know. A lot of people don't even know this. They don't think about it. Name three things that you do, physical things, that bring you the most joy, freedom, and fulfillment. And these things are things that don't leave you feeling any come down or feeling weird or sick afterwards. We're not talking about ego pleasures. We're talking about soul fulfilled, real, powerful things that you do. Okay, and the second question, what is your ideal feeling state? How would you love to feel? So describe in detail how you feel in your peak moments. Just remember back a time when you felt absolutely amazing. How does that feel? Just make it as clear as you can. Remember that feeling and write it down. You can just press pause and then write that down. Wonderful. So question number three, what is the one thing that you have been putting off over the last year that you'd love to do, but for some reason you've not got around to doing? So what is the one thing that you keep thinking, I'm going to do this, I will do this, and year after year somehow you don't do it? What is that? Just think about it, press pause, and come back with the answer. Okay, this is a wonderful question, very, very powerful. Question number four, imagine you had all the time and money and in the world and you had no fear. What would you do? Imagine you had all the time and money in the world and you had no fear. What would you be doing? And question number five, now that you are fully empowered and doing and living your ideal lifestyle, what is new and different? Now that you're fully empowered, living your ideal lifestyle, what is new and different in your life? Wonderful, wonderful. And last question. This is extremely important. Describe your day-to-day life. Imagine you're living your perfect day. Describe a day in the life of your perfect day. What do you do in the morning? What do you do in the afternoon? What do you do in the evening? How are you helping others? What are you doing that is adding value, that is serving others? What is it that your life is about? This one question got me from being stuck in England to Hawaii. I just put a vision of what my perfect day would be like, and included, you know, being in the ocean and things like this. And I saw that, and then I ended up here in about 3 months later because I was really, you know, allowing that new day. So question number six, last question, describe the day of your perfect life. What is it like morning till evening? You know, when do you wake up? And then next thing, next thing, next thing, the whole day in detail. Well done for writing your goals down. This is really, really good. So once you have got clear goals in your mind, you can set in motion a powerful process within you to fulfill your goals. Having goals is extremely powerful. And the more detailed your goals, the better it is, because the more readily they will manifest. And without having a goal, you are inevitably going to be using all your creative power to keep you stuck. This is why so many people are stuck, is because they don't have a goal. And it keeps you stuck where you are right now, because your attention and energy is invested in only what you're seeing around you right now, rather than having a vision of something that doesn't exist now and moving towards into that new vision. Okay, and this is fascinating because the future doesn't exist in your present experience apart from in your mind. But somehow, by having that vision in before you, you actually end up inside of it. So simply having clear, meaningful goals is the very first step to activating your potential. And in this next exercise, you're going to open your heart to receive a premonition of your future. And I really feel, I've mentioned this before, that visions are really premonitions. The future already exists and you're just opening yourself to be able to see that clearly. And you're going to ask these questions, and as you do, you're going to imagine that you are in the future. Imagine that you've somehow jumped ahead and you're literally living your most profound life. Everything has already happened. This year has been the best year of your life. And you are remembering from the future what you have achieved. Okay, like, let's just imagine you're looking back over the last year that has just happened. How does it seem in your mind as you look over the past? There's a certain way that you remember things. So this process is, in a sense, backwards visioning. You're jumping ahead and you're imagining yourself there and looking back over the past. So your visions are really premonitions of what is to become, because past, present, and future all exist simultaneously. All right, hope you're ready to begin. So again, get yourself ready, pen and paper, and pause this recording in between these questions. Looking back over the last year, okay, you're jumping ahead. You're now in the future. Looking back over the last year, what have you achieved on these different levels of your life? These different aspects of your life. During the last year, write this down. During the last year, I have been feeling, and just fill in the gap. In the last year, how have you been feeling? Pause the recording and write it down. How have you been feeling? Okay, next question. During the last year, the best year of your life, what is your service and dharma? What has been your contribution to the world in this last year? What has been your contribution to the world? Your service to the world was? What have you done to serve the world? All right, now let's go to your wealth. You're in the future, you're wealthy, you're happy. In this last year, I have attracted how much abundance, how many dollars or pounds or whatever currency has come to you, or however abundance looks, what abundance have you attracted towards you in return for your service that you've been doing? Okay, and now what about your travel? In the last year you have travelled to? Where have you travelled to? What have you done? Where have you gone? And what about your relationships over the last year? Your relationships were? How were they like? What do they feel like? What is the quality of your relationships, your connections with other souls? Okay, now what about stuff? We all love a bit of stuff, physical things. What have you acquired? Is there any cool little things that you'd love to have? Looking back over the last year, what have you acquired? What little toys have you got? And And finally, for fun, what have you done for fun? Of course, you know, ultimately life is all fun, but what little silly things or just purely entertainment type things have you done in the last year? Just write that down. This is the last question for your vision of the year. So this is reverse engineering. This is where it all begins. So make sure you've really answered these questions properly. If you haven't, go back and answer them and get ready for the magic, because once you've got this clear vision, once you've got these questions answered, then you can connect those goals that you have, this future life, to your life today. And that is where the power is. So Nick, what's all this goal connecting?
Well, we want to be connecting our goals to our life today, because if what we are doing this minute is not connected to fulfilling our goals, then we're going to be remaining stuck. So if what you are doing today, what you've done today, you who are listening to this audio file, if you're the things you've been doing and what you're doing now is not connected to fulfilling your goals, you're going to be stuck in the mess, and it's going to create tremendous frustration. So we want at least 50% of our time, in fact more than 50% of our time, if we have more than 50% of our time when we're really doing the things and or thinking the thoughts that are moving you towards your goals, then you're going to get there, and you're going to get there fast. So that means reorienting your lifestyle, orienting your thoughts, words and actions in a way so that more than 50% of your creative energy is connected to fulfilling the goals and from this moment. And that's what's going to propel you forward. So simply asking the questions, those questions that Mike just outlined, going over those a few times, simply asking those questions is going to help you make the quantum leaps in your consciousness that's going to help you achieve the goals that you really want to achieve. So is what I am doing right now connected and moving me towards the manifestations, towards my goals? Is what I am doing right now connected and moving me towards the manifestation of those goals? And just to reiterate, making sure that 50% or more of your time is connected to achieving those goals, and you're golden, absolutely guaranteed to be making progress.
So true. It's a very simple thing. You can just ask yourself again and again and again. You've got a clear image of your goals. You know what they are. Now, is your life today connected with them or not? And sadly enough, most people's lives have got nothing at all to do with their goals. So just answering that question is extremely powerful. Get you on track. And the more you ask that question, the more you will be checking yourself, and the quicker you'll be able to change yourself. So once you've got these answers, then the next step is to turn all of those things into a vision board. Vision boards are extremely powerful. So a vision board, you know, can take different forms. It can be a simple picture, it can be a written statement, it can have symbols to represent this new reality. It can be a combination of all those things. It can be one of those mind movies on your computer. It has many different forms. So how to turn all these things you've just gone through into a vision is you take all the answers that you've got, all these pieces of paper, and then you get a big sheet of paper. This is probably the easiest way to do it, is take all the answers, get a big sheet of paper, and put a photograph of yourself, or draw a picture of yourself right in the middle of that big sheet of paper. Then you write all the wonderful things that have happened in your life in this next year all around you. so that you have a very clear picture, a very clear literal image, and that is connected to the feeling of what you've achieved. So, you know, this is a simple thing, and people think, well, why is this going to work? How is it going to work? But it's shocking to me that all I do is I create these vision boards, and then sooner or later I start looking at the details and realize that they've actually all happened, you know. So make sure it's big, make sure it's clear, make sure it's got those things that are related to your life on there, and it can be different forms. So this image that you're creating is literally a premonition of your future, and it's going to have profound effects on your unconscious mind to make sure that it happens. It is activating your automatic success mechanism every time you look at it. And now this is a really important thing. Once you've done this vision, put this vision map or vision board above your bed and look at it daily. Okay, you can't just do this and stick it in a corner and not see it. Put it really in a big place. If you have like your favorite image or picture in your room, get rid of it or put it somewhere else and put your vision board in the most prominent place where you're going to see it every single day. So once you've done that, then feeling it, experience as if you are there, looking back on the past, and aim to see it as if you are in the future. This has already happened, and you're totally stoked that you are living there.
Yeah. Wonderful. I think it's worth just considering how this works and why it is so effective. Because we are consciousness. Consciousness is flowing through the psyche, and the psyche involves massively the unconscious and the subconscious layers of the mind, and also all the feeling, the recorded feelings that are in the soul and from the experiences that we've been having. And that consciousness, that creative energy, is flowing through a certain configuration of thoughts and feelings that are embedded in the psyche, that are recorded in the psyche. And when we take the trouble to project a vision into the future and fill it with the details of the things that we love to do, the way we love to feel, and we create that as a vision board, and then we look at that, we literally reprogram that configuration in our psyches. And this is a very, 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 very powerful thing to do, especially morning and night. And one of the most significant testimonials that I've got as to the effectiveness of that is from my own personal experiences. Just after I'd watched my brother and father both die of cancer, and I'd been diagnosed with cancer as well. And I used to have my vision of health written above my bed, and just looking at that morning and night, last thing before I closed my eyes, first thing in the morning. And I completely rewired myself gave myself a tremendous boost towards health and towards being able to magnetize the circumstances and the people, the resources and the situations that were going to support that journey into health, even though I didn't know what that looked like. But I did have the end result very clearly defined. So this is a wonderful, 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 wonderful strategy we're sharing here. And if you couple that with massive action, and that's what we support you with, the vision plan action strategies, then you are bound to succeed. So this is really, really, really good stuff. So let's just reiterate what's important here. For this power to work, you need the daily discipline of seeing and feeling your full vision as if it has already happened every day for at least 15 minutes. So that means that every day for at least 15 minutes, you see and feel the full vision. That means you look at that board and you get into the feeling states that you associate with the outcomes that you've represented, that you've represented to yourself in that board, what that board represents, those pictures, those words, how you, that art, however you've set it up, you get into this feeling state and you see it. You use your imagination in a very, very powerful way, as powerfully as you can. Really get the imagination working and the consequent and the subsequent feeling states. Now, this is especially powerful, like I was saying, when you wake up in the morning and before you go to sleep at night. They say that the first thoughts you think and the last thoughts you think absolutely define your life before and immediately after sleep. So take this to heart. Get that vision board up there above your bed or in a very prominent place in that bedroom and take the time to reconnect to this vision every single day, no matter what. No excuses 100% of the time. Remember, you're going to get resistance. It's going to come up. You're going to hear that internal voice. It's going to try and dissuade you not to do this. It's going to convince you or try and convince you that it isn't valuable. And that's your ego. That's a sabotaging aspect of your ego. We've all got one. And that's our sparring partner. And you need to give that sparring partner a good smack when it comes to doing this exercise for at least 15 minutes, just seeing and feeling, really absorbing this vision, integrating this vision deeply, deeply, deeply into your psyche. So it completely recalibrates the subconscious and the unconscious stratas of your inner world. And then the second thing is, ask yourself the question many, many times each day, is what I am doing right now connected and moving me towards the manifestation of my goal or goals? Is what I am doing right now connected to and moving me towards the manifestation of my goals? And if it isn't, then you've got a pretty good idea right there what you need to change and what you need to replace in your life. So ask that question many, many times over. You can write that down as well. Have that question, is what I am doing right now connected to and moving me towards the manifestation of my goals? Write that down all over the place. So you really remember to ask yourself that. Now, if you do simply those two things, something very, 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 very powerful is going to happen, and it's going to appear magical and synchronistic. In fact, sometimes even miraculous. You're going to attract to yourself, life is going to form, people are going to come into your life, things are going to happen that may not be on the radar for you right now. You may have no conscious awareness whatsoever of the wonders that are going to be coming your way if you simply practice those two things with diligence and perseverance. If you don't do it, then you're likely to be where you are today in a year. In that year we were talking about, or considerably worse. So take this seriously, and we really want you to experience the magic. It's so, so wonderful, and you're going to have resistance. So take it on the chin and dig in and work through that. And I guarantee you that your life is going to be lifted up, and you're going to be experiencing more and more and more grace and wonder in your life. And that's really what life's all about. The old struggle and trying hard and getting nowhere and being stuck in ruts, all that stuff, it's all part of the old paradigm. So we need to really be diligent about these very simple and very effective protocols, and then we really get the results. So we're going to be sharing more details on this process in the superhero training, and we're really looking forward to reconnecting with you a little bit in these other modules. In fact, the superhero training is specifically designed to make sure you turn your visions into reality, and to make sure that the visions that you want to turn into reality are the visions that are coming from your soul, from your higher purpose, and then are going to bring you the ultimate levels of happiness and joy. So what you've learned here is by far more advanced than Michael and I used to get to Hawaii. You know, all of the things that I personally have used to manifest, the things that I've achieved in my life, are caveman tools compared to some of the stuff that we're sharing with you today, and we're going to be sharing with you in the superhero training. So do these steps, make it happen. We love you guys. We really appreciate you guys. We really honor you guys for being with us, and we look forward to sharing more soon.
Absolutely. It's such a joy, and the superhero training is literally all about grounding it in, making sure that you do whatever it is that is your highest goal. Okay, that is our main aim, is that you don't just think about this, you don't just wonder about it, you actually live it and make it happen practically. So you've got plenty to be getting on with there. Go back and re-ask those questions if you need to, and make sure that you've really grounded this in. Follow these steps, and we look forward to sharing much more with you soon. If you're listening to this on the Superhero Training blog, then please comment on this. We'd love to know your feedback, what you've learnt, and we're really looking forward to sharing more with you soon and really going the distance in the journey, because this is such a powerful time, this is such a beautiful journey, and we're here for you. So sending you lots and lots of love from Hawaii. Aloha.
Aloha.